Look at this splat. It's a unicorn.
This is AG, and no bullshit, I'm promoting life, and I'm here to kill the unicorn.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Splat Unicorn. We got some echo here. Splat Unicorn, welcome back. We have AG back with us.
Hello.
The wonderful, the incredible, the motherfucking weirdo. That's why we love him. That's why we love him. But welcome back, AG. How you doing, bud?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Fantastic.
It's just a Friday night, catching a buzz. So, you had so much fun on the last one, you decided to come back.
Of course.
Now, did it create some kind of flame inside of you? Like, you like podcasting? Is that, how do you feel, how'd you feel about it when you were done?
I mean, really? And to be honest, like, I like doing this more than anything else. Like, I would much rather do podcasting than stand-up comedy. Or being a porn star, or whatever the fuck other possibilities I could do with my
Yeah,
future.
No, I get it. Yeah, I get you.
That
because it's a lot of people don't understand. Once you do it, once you get that bug,
yeah,
it's on.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's like a mosquito bite.
So today, ironically, is 3 years ago. I decided to do this podcast.
Oh no, shit! Yeah. Oh fuck yeah, dude! Hell yeah!
So yeah, it was 3 years. It was during the pandemic. I think it was right at pandemic was just about to end. And Joe Rogan said, "Hey man, doesn't matter what you do. Like you said, stand up comedy, music, podcast. Doesn't matter how many people like it or if anybody likes it, as long as you enjoy doing it."
Right, right? Exactly.
And here I am, 3 years. Three
Dude,
years now.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, it's real simple, man.
Yeah.
Get yourself together and do a podcast, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I'm glad you got the bug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Shit. I'm a dragonfly right now.
Right? Well, that happens. So, here you are. You're back again, the AG Chronicles.
Yes, sir.
You said you wanted to tell us some stories when you came back.
Yeah.
And we'll go through some of that.
Yeah.
But, good to have you back, man.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here. Actually, it's great to be here.
Yeah?
You're one of my favorite people in the entire world.
Yeah, that's... You are crazy.
Yes. I know that. Yes, I am. But, yeah, I'm here to tell WTF LOL stories. Some people may not have heard.
Are these childhood stories?
Oh, no. No, these are...
stories in general.
These are just stories in general. Yeah. Sorry. No, you're good.
Okay. Are these things you just need to get out?
No,
Something you just want to share with people?
Just something I want to share with people.
Okay, well, give us we'll turn down the music here. Give us a good story to start off. Where do you want to start off?
That's a good question.
What's a good story? I mean, right?
I know. I mean,
it's a good question.
For me, it's like a never-ending tale. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
well, let's just talk for a bit, and you feel like there's a story that comes up. Unless you could think of one.
Well,
now.
Okay, let's talk about.
Because we're here. This is the AG Chronicles. We're here to. You said you want to lay some stories down, and I'm here to give you the platform.
We're getting chronic.
I'm here to give you the platform.
So, okay, we'll talk about. I will talk about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to speak in third person.
I'll just ask questions.
Okay.
You can speak in the third person. I'm Rock. I'm the Rock.
Rock Hard Rock.
Splat says. Yeah. Go ahead. You can do that.
Kermit the Frog here. Yeah.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes. So,
we'll talk about the first time that I started really like having.
Because you're an ex addict, right?
Well, yeah, I'm an ex opioid addict and an ex cocaine addict. Yeah, okay. I don't fuck with those drugs at all.
Okay.
Because those are my deadliest weapons.
Yeah. Well, people have that. I mean, do you have an addictive personality?
I mean, I do and I don't. Yeah. Like, I can pick things up and
with
put
certain
them
things.
Down. It's certain things. Yeah. Like, if I really like it, oh, I get balls deep into
so
it.
So you could drink it high.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the certain.
It's really opioids or cocaine. Things, it's like, yeah. I do a line of coke, and then the rails start doing me.
Yeah. I know people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you just gotta, I guess, you really just have to measure out what you can handle.
Exactly. And I can handle no amount of cocaine.
Some people, some people just think they can handle it,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yeah.
They can't handle it.
Right, exactly.
So, you were just, these two things just put you, what, in a different position that wasn't good?
Well, so, okay. The first time I started taking opioids.
And what specifically?
Codeine, like cough syrup.
Oh, okay. Some lean.
Some drank up in the cup.
So you're down, you are from Houston.
I am from Houston, yes.
So lean wasn't good for you.
It was fantastic for me.
For you?
Yes, at
the time. Was everybody else around you?
Well, everybody else around me was fine. Like, okay, so I had this friend named Nick, and he would always say, look, Black.
Yeah.
You just want drugs in your body.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Like a little devil.
I was like, how do you know me?
Yeah.
Already.
And you just met this guy?
No.
Oh,
we partied for a long time. Yeah, Nick, man, I love you. Nick P.
What? Okay. Yeah.
He's a fucking badass motherfucker, dude.
Nick P.
Mm-hmm. Badass black dude. Fucking dope as fuck. But anyways.
And was this guy just your party buddy?
No, so I met him through alumni that I went to high school with, that they knew each other. Like, it was just a whole network of hangout party friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew each other.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So some of them went to Scarborough. That's where Nick went or graduated from. And he was saying, like, dude, the hall monitors were doing fucking cocaine off the hall passes.
God damn.
Yeah.
What grade was this?
I mean, they were juniors, seniors, I don't know.
Okay, so high school.
Yeah,
okay.
They were just fucking doing rails off the hall passes and going to the bathroom.
Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, not being able to
they
take
were going
piss.
Off the rails.
Yes, exactly. But so, yeah, the first time, like, I really got into
talking
it.
About cocaine's making my nose red. This is high school.
Yeah, so this is like my junior, senior year-ish of high school. This is when I started hanging out with alumni from the high school that I got kicked out of that I spoke about on the last podcast. And so anyways, this was the first like real drug dealer that I got introduced to. And I'm not going to name his name.
No, don't do that.
But, you know, he's
I'd have to edit that out, and that takes a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to. But anyways, they were able to get me Activists when Activists was around. And it was like 30...
Can you explain that to the people that don't
know? So Activists is like real like drink. It's like real lean.
Yeah.
And like they discontinued it because everybody started fucking making music about it, made it popular.
Yeah, like Four Locos.
Exactly. And then they had to stop making it. So honestly.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Yeah. Activists and Qualitest. Those are my favorite ones. Now it's all like Walk Hard and fucking high tech or whatever the fuck.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just naming all of these pharmaceutical companies that I know of.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, when I first started sipping weed, and I was smoking a lot of weed at the time, it was like I had an epiphany.
Hmm.
It was that good.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that good. And I didn't really get deep into opioids until...
And this is what you were on at this time? What was it again?
It was just codeine and promethazine.
Oh, the syrup, yeah.
Yeah, cough syrup. And so...
Like, no cocaine use at this point?
I mean, I'd done cocaine. I think the first time I did cocaine, I was 16.
Mm.
And I had done it with one of the alumni.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. From LHN. And then also a person that got kicked out of LHN like I did, named David.
Yeah.
I don't know how David's doing. I hope he's doing okay.
I'm sure he is.
I hope so. But anyways, they got an 8-ball. We started doing coke that night. It was my very first time. I was able to go to sleep on it. No
Damn.
Problem.
Yeah. Damn.
No problem.
But... In this story in particular, this was codeine cough syrup.
So, okay, so I wasn't like a full-blown drug addict.
At this point. Yeah.
No.
It was like you're just starting a party. Or
I'm
young,
just starting
teenager.
A party. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to UTSA, like, this is the... like, Roni Kenshin here is about to give you all the fucking ninja scroll.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to tell on myself and plead the fifth at the same time, but that's kind of what's going to happen.
Well, just don't say any names.
Yeah, I'm not. So I was able to text somebody my information when I was going to UTSA. It's University of Texas at San Antonio.
San Antonio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a rowdy roadrunner for a little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Speed freak. And
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. And I was able to text this person my information, and they had another person that was in the medical field. And an hour later, I could go to any HEB of my choice.
Yeah.
And pick up 220 or like 180 Norcos.
Oof.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like 90 Xanax bars if I wanted.
What year was this? This is high school, so
this
is probably
was,
what?
No. This was college, actually.
Oh, this is college. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this was like 2010, 2011, okay. Maybe? No,
yeah.
This was like maybe 2011-ish.
Okay.
Like right before 2012, because I remember I moved back to Houston around 2012. But I was living in San Antonio at the time. And so anyways, long story short of how this all kind of escalated,
yeah,
is that I was able to take like one or two Norcos, you know, like feel it, vibe, whatever. And then I'd feel the withdrawals and like, you know, like
just take a little more.
Well, no, I wouldn't even
get
take
rid
a little
of
more.
The withdrawals.
No. I would just go through them. I would fucking, you know, shit it out of my system or like get the sweats or whatever. And
there you go.
I didn't know, like, okay, that this is a side effect of the medication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just felt weird.
Yeah.
And then I started figuring it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so there was this thing that happened where I was trying to be polite to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving in my SUV at the time. Thank you. I was driving in my SUV at the time, and this white Denali pulls up next to me, and it's this black guy driving and his girlfriend in the car, and they roll down their window. They're like, "Hey, do you know where to get any weed?" I was like, "Well," I was like, "Yeah, actually I do."
Bingo.
Uh-huh. Anyways, long story short, I have a gun to my head.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because
weren't looking for weed.
I knew something was fishy. It wasn't the guy and the girlfriend. There was like six people in the fucking car.
Wow.
And this tinted fucking Denali.
Just for some weed.
Just over some weed.
Yeah.
I didn't. They wanted an ounce. I brought 2 grams because I knew it was fucking fishy.
Like, yeah.
And,
smart move.
Yeah. And so when I got in the car, I was like, "Hey, this is a weed. Like, you know, check it out. Blah 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 blah." some dude fucking wraps his fucking arm around my neck, puts a gun to my head, and he said, "You already know what it is."
Oh, shit.
And I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, I figured it out as soon as y'all weren't showing me the correct amount of money.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And so anyways, they were like, "Let's just kill him right here. Let's just kill him right here." I looked at the chick, and I was just like, "Don't y'all have any mothers or sisters or brothers?" And she goes, "Get this nigga out the car right now." Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. She said, "Everybody shut the fuck up. Get this nigga out the car now."
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a little scared, huh?
Well, I mean, I was ready to just fucking
die.
Whatever. I mean, I was thinking about my mom the whole time. I was like, fuck. She wanted me to go to college over here and shit, and I'm fucking doing shit drugs that I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. The shit your mom told you not to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, bro, there was weed all embedded in the carpet when we had to move out. Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Anyways, so I got out of the car, and this is when I decided, I was like, I'm moving back to fucking Houston. Wrong decision. Well, I mean, in a way, it was the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was seeing, whenever I was getting all of these Norcos, I was selling them.
Yeah.
At this time. That's what I was doing. I was just fucking flipping them. And I there was this one cat in particular when I was in San Antonio. And he was like, I'm eating fucking 30 a day. I'm like,
God damn, dude.
Fuck.
And he's still alive?
I don't know if he's still alive.
I don't know if he is either.
I don't know. He probably went to rehab. I hope.
He should.
Yeah.
30 a day?
He was like, I'm going through 30 a day. His girlfriend was with him, too, while they were making the swap.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was like, mm-hmm. I was like, God damn. I was like, I take one to two, and I'm chilling.
This motherfucker's like, I took 50 today.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm still awake.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I need more. He's like, you're my only source. He's your my main source.
Oh, that sucks.
I was like, yeah. I was like, good God. I was like, you need to calm the fuck down, buddy.
Wow.
Anyways, I moved back to Houston after that whole fucking, you know, don't help a person
that you don't know.
Don't be doing drugs from people you don't know.
Yeah.
And
we know about that.
Yeah. So, anyways, I told my roommates about that shit, and they were like, "You're the dumbest motherfucker ever." And I was like, "Well, I was just trying."
Well, you're not that dumb.
I was trying to be kind.
You got out.
I'm alive.
You got out.
I'm alive.
Right? How dumb could you have been?
I know. They took my first buck knife. They took $40 and 2 grams of weed.
Yeah, but
and I got out with my life.
Imagine if you didn't say anything.
Exactly.
Might not be here talking to you.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so. Actually, in that roommate that I had, Byron, of all names.
Let's not say names.
No. He's in federal trouble.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Sounds like he's in federal trouble, and fuck you, dude, because you were an asshole to me for a long time while I was living with you.
Mm,
and
karma
I was
got
very
him.
Nice to you, dude. Fuck you.
Yeah, karma got him.
Yeah, but
karma chameleon.
I hope you're doing okay, but still, fuck you. Still, fuck you, dog.
Hey, look, man.
Fuck
you.
I
love you, but fuck off.
Dude, I mean, man, they were like,
that's funny.
I remember just them telling me, like, bro, we could hear you banging bitches.
Yeah.
From the other side of the room. This one chick, Brittany in particular, I actually had a dream about her.
Last names, any.
No. I had a dream about her the other night. I was like, the fuck?
Was it a dream or a nightmare?
Yeah, I can't tell anymore.
Yeah, that's because you're getting older.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just looking for the truth.
Right.
And I'm going to tell the truth.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
So help me,
so,
God.
So this was college that all this
that
happened.
That was college. Yeah. I decided.
So what happened in the high school story? You never finished that one.
What do you mean?
With the codeine.
No, well, I mean, like, that was just my introductory.
Oh, period. Okay, I see. I understand.
Yeah,
I remember
taking 3 7.5 Norcos, and they said I turned lime green.
Oof.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
What color?
I was seeing, like, Bart Simpson and Homer Simpson fucking, like, it was like I was on LSA or something, which is, like, you know, if you know Morning Glory Seeds and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with it. Anyways, I was tripping out, and I was at Sean, I'm not going to say his last
name.
Yeah,
Sean.
Sean's and Nick's and Josh's.
Mm-hmm.
And
the boys.
The boys, the alumni. And anyways, Anna was there, which was Phoenix's best friend. And she was like, "You look sick."
Oh, gosh.
She was like, "You look sick."
And, wow.
Yeah, and Anna, we won't talk about her.
Yeah, that's okay. We don't have to. Talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, that's in the past.
Yeah.
Let it be.
Exactly. Bury it.
It's buried and dead. Hopefully not. Hopefully, not hopefully she's not dead. But yeah. Just my past.
Yeah, no, I got it. We got it. We got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyways, that was just my introductory period. That's why I was like, okay, like, opioids are not that big a deal. But Shane, this motherfucker that I went to high school with,
yeah,
and Wes, who was my best friend at the time when I went to Waltrip. When I moved back from San Antonio to Houston,
mm-hmm.
we went to Tinseltown to watch some fucking movie. I don't even remember what the fucking movie was.
Is this where you got the hand job?
No. That was a Cinemark, actually. Yeah,
right. Okay. Tinseltown's a movie theater here in Texas.
Yeah. And this was off 290. The Tinseltown was off 290. And anyways, I was like, we were with AJ. Fuck, what was this dude's name? I'm drawing blanks.
Well, just
yeah, it doesn't
matter. Give him a name.
Yeah.
Andy.
Whoever the fuck. We'll just call him
whoever the fuck.
Yeah. So anyways, I was with them, and they were like, how many are you taking? I was like, I take like maybe like one or two.
Narcos?
Yeah. They were like, take eight. I was like, what? They were like, trust me, take eight. I was like, I don't trust you.
And I'm not taking
it. I was like, I'm going to take six. And so I took six. Bro.
Went off, huh?
Oh my God. I threw up. They were like, they said that
Jesus.
I didn't know that there was that much in a man that could throw up.
Preg shot.
Straight up.
Pro, what do they call it? I can't even fucking say it. Projectile vomit.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, pea soup everywhere, dog. Oh, yeah, that was Exorcist style.
All been there.
And so, anyways, that kicked off the whole fucking opioid crisis.
Craze.
In my life. Yeah. I mean, I got up to where I was fucking buying scripts of just like 300 fucking green beans.
God damn.
Yeah, which were Lorsets back in the day. Those were, I think, the Watsons. I can't remember the exact fucking...
Yeah, no one's gonna.
It doesn't matter. We'll just call them Watson 6000 because that's how fucking high they got me.
Yeah,
dude, I was taking like 10 to 20 a day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just for the high.
Just to stay okay, and then get high, and then sip lean on top of it.
Yeah, see, I went through the opioid thing too, but it was pain medications.
Yeah. See, for me, it was first. It was like dental office.
Yeah, a little laffy gas.
I got a little taste of it, and then it was like, bam, it's on. I mean, like, dude, I had doctors after what's
she got something to tell you?
Yeah, I guess so.
She didn't like this story.
Oh no, I mean, dude, I had doctors out of doctors out of doctors out of I had a fucking a black book full of whoever the fuck I wanted, straight up. I just had a black book full of whatever and whenever.
Yeah.
And anyways, so moving back to Houston, and I was taking so many, and one night I got real desperate because I had nothing left and I was going through such terrible withdrawals.
Yeah. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, I hit the dude up, and he knows the other guy, Day-Day. We call him Senior.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was like, he said, I can't get you any painkillers. He's like, but I can get you some heroin. I was like, what? I was like, let me think.
Jesus.
I was like, let me think about it. I thought about it for 5 minutes. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I was like, I do not feel okay right now. Mm. I was like, let's go. He was like, all right, we can go get a gram for, you know, or a half gram for $50. And that was the first time I was 21 years old. I shot myself up. Yeah.
The needle?
A needle. Yeah. I got a clean needle. And
gotcha.
I shot myself up. I knew how to do it. Oof. Yeah.
Then that you became an addict?
Well, I mean, yeah. After that, it was like it was like 10 lore tabs hit me all at once off of 1 point.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is cheaper.
To keep her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's cheaper than the pills, the scripts.
It was
and that's what happens.
Cheaper, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of documentaries and TV shows
it's
even
disgusting,
now.
Disgusting, bro.
And it's like, well, yeah, but you have to remember these things have been happening since the beginning
of time. Yeah. We have civilization.
Witch doctors.
Yeah.
Then you had like the period of like in the West where they would come with the tonic.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the snake oils.
You can do whatever you want. You can,
You
can lift
We've
wagons.
We've got morphine and mixed with cannabis. Exactly. Yeah. And mixed with cocaine. It's like
ours is just more.
What the fuck? And the Silk Road.
Put together.
The real Silk Road during Genghis Khan's fucking time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Marco Polo.
Right.
Like, it's real shit.
Exactly.
Real shit.
So they've been medicating us forever. Somebody just got caught.
Ever.
Somebody just got fucking caught.
Yeah. Purdue.
Purdue family, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they only had to shovel out a couple bill.
Well, and also Chase Bank, I mean, J.P. Morgan, he built his empire from the opium trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's public knowledge.
Yeah.
And now he's got a banking empire.
Well.
When he's dead.
Is it really his?
No, it's not. Now it's the fucking
George Soros.
Yeah, it's whoever the fuck won. Yeah.
The Pandamaruses.
It's the goddamn Illuminatis.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
and I bank with them, too.
Yeah. Do you? Chase? Yeah, I used to. When I was married, I did.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I went through Wells Fargo. I went through some...
All those banks. It doesn't matter who you're fucking
They're all owned by the same motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're
all those people own the media, and all those people own your gas, and all those people own your electricity, and all those people own all the shit that we use for necessities.
Yes.
And everything.
Everything.
And we just let it happen.
Yeah.
And they let people like you take them pills for pain or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't afford them anymore. Maybe you don't have insurance, whatever. They're expensive.
They were fucking expensive, and I was running through money. I mean, running through money.
Here comes the heroin, man.
And here comes the heroin. Uh-huh.
Mr. Brownstone.
Fred Flintstoned my ass. I got stoned.
And that's sad that...
Yeah.
Even that period of time that we're talking about was a sad... millions of people went through this.
Yeah. Millions.
But that's do you think that's the way the government set it up?
Absolutely.
For a little... What do they call it?
A little profit.
Population control.
Population control and profit.
Definitely profit.
Profit, yeah.
They feed off
but
our
profit. To
any pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, all of these.
Yeah,
all contracted by who?
Exactly.
The government.
Yes, the big old Fed, and we are fucking fed up.
But we always were taught to believe that the doctor says, hey, take this.
And we trust them of the Hippocratic oath.
But that also plays into the COVID shit.
Exactly. We trust them, but guess what?
Nobody trusts them now.
No. The only motherfucker
because that's like one blunder after the blunder.
Exactly. That's why I listen to Russell Brand. That motherfucker is
smart man.
Bad fucking ass, and I love him.
Yeah, he's a very smart
man. I love him, and I've got a top fan badge on Facebook because
look at you.
I know. Even though I had to deactivate my account for other reasons, like it's just because...
Mental break?
Well, no. Not only that, it's just like... I don't really give a fuck that much. Like, I care, but not enough to give a fuck about what's really important in my life. Like,
So it you has to be chronicled every day.
Yeah. Like, that. I mean, I like to tell jokes, and a lot of my shit's dirty, and a lot of my shit is true.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it's true, but a lot of it's dirty, you know? Like, even
so, you're saying the dirty is true.
Yeah. The truth is not beautiful. It is ugly.
Well, that's why
people don't want to hear it.
That is true.
Yeah, and that's why I haven't been fucking fired.
Yeah, right. Well, you work for Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, exactly. They won't fire me.
The real doctor.
I've told them fuck you in so many different ways without saying fuck you to my boss's face.
You just did.
Yeah, it's true. And they won't fucking fire me.
He listens to the podcast.
I don't know. Probably just Corey does because I sent him the link.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, but I'm sure he shared it with a bunch of other people.
Well, if he doesn't know and someone shows it to him now.
Now you know, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now you know.
Yeah, now you know. I'm a regulator.
So
when you have to manage your own management, you're fucking blowing loads in the wrong mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, they're fucking stupid as fuck, and I'm not going to even.
Now, when you got into heroin, how long were you an addict?
Off and on for like 9 years.
Okay, so it wasn't like.
No, it wasn't continuous.
You were like homeless.
So I went. No. I went to treatment actually, and my stepbrother, who's passed away now, Brian, who I love so much.
R.I.P.
He was actually the guy who did the insurance claims part of the. The rehab that I went to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I went to treatment there 3 times, and my 4th time I went to treatment at the Right Step. And the Right Step is where I met the wrong.
Now the Right
bitch.
Step, is this the is this the rehab?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Right Step is a rehab. That's in Wimberley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Texas.
Yeah. It's probably owned by a different company now.
Yeah.
But
at the time, what year was this?
2019.
Oh, okay. So this is pre-pandemic.
Yeah, this is right before the pandemic.
Okay.
And this is when I moved into, this is how I moved to Dallas, because I reached out to a friend of mine named Case, who's no longer a friend of mine because of the bullshit. That he ran around. Anyways, dude, I could go on and on and on and on. His younger brother died, Kale, from taking Utizolam, which was a research benzo.
Jesus, what is that?
It's a research chemical benzo.
It's a benzo?
Yeah, Utizolam.
Utizolam?
Utizolam.
And what was that medicated for originally?
It wasn't.
Like, oh, so it was just a.
It was a research chemical benzodiazepine.
So was he doing that? Like the what he was like one of these.
He was a benzo addict.
Yeah, he was an addict, but how did he get these pills?
Or it wasn't pills. It was a liquid or a powder, and he used propylene glycol.
So he made this?
No. He synthesized. His own dosages.
Okay, but what I'm asking is, where did he get these dosages?
Off the internet.
So no.
This was when you could order fentanyl off the internet. When you could order fucking Utizolam. You could order research chemicals. You could get on the fucking dark web. Yeah.
Because I was thinking maybe he was just doing like, you know how they do these. You get like 20 people.
Yeah.
They test you out with some pills.
Exactly. Yeah. You meant a paid research.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, hey, $3,000. Stick around for 2 weeks.
Yeah, sometimes they'll pay you fucking 10 or 15,000. Yeah. Actually, yeah. One of my best.
You can get $35,000 for your testicle.
Yeah. Shit, no, I'm sure you get fucking $20,000 for a kidney. I'm not giving him.
Well, I'm not giving my kidney up.
I'm not giving shit up. I'm not selling my soul neither. Okay?
I drink too much alcohol to give my kidneys up.
Exactly.
Or my liver. They can't have either one of those.
Dude, I tried to donate
I'll
semen.
Give you my heart, but I don't have one.
Yes.
What's our time?
Yeah, let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Fucking let's roll the dice, dog. Yeah, so my point is, like, I went through it. I mean, there was a point in time where I bought 45 8-milligram Dilaudid pills.
Wow.
From Senior. Yeah.
My God.
And I did them all in
85?
No, 45 of
oh,
them.
Oh, 40.
Of 8 milligrams.
Okay, that's where I got fucked up.
That's
on dyslexic.
The strongest yeah, yeah. ones.
Yeah.
And I did them all in 2 days.
Oof.
I mean, my body couldn't orgasm anymore.
And is this before you went into rehab? Like, right before?
No, this was, like, I think right before the second time or the third time. I don't know.
Okay. In between.
In between.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you didn't learn your fucking lesson.
No, I was, like, dude, I was doing fucking, like, I shot up with Dr. Pepper one time just because I didn't have
yeah,
any
you were telling
water.
Me that.
Yeah, I told you about that after the last podcast.
Yeah.
And what I used to call it was a triple threat. I would mix Dilaudid with heroin and cocaine,
God, damn,
and I would shoot that shit up, and I would wait for the cocaine to numb me, and then everything would just, wow.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, good now.
Like one long whip it.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't end.
It didn't end, and I just kept driving.
And that was, damn.
Yeah, that's drug addiction. That's drug addiction right
there.
That's
some there. Motley Crue drug
yeah,
there,
straight
yeah.
the fuck. That's yeah. Dimebag Darrell shit.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't shoot up heroin.
Well, no, he didn't. But
he's a weed smoker.
I'm just saying that's some shit that, you know.
A lot of
motherfuckers don't live through that.
Well, what I'm saying by Motley Crue is they shot up Jack Daniels.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Okay, Jack.
Yeah, right. They ran out of heroin. They're like, fuck it.
Let's just Daniel it up.
Yeah. So that's what I meant.
We're jackrabbits over here.
That's fucked up. Fucking shooting up some fucking Jack Daniels and shit.
Yeah, I was shooting up Dr. Pepper.
23 with flavors living inside
23
of you right
flavors
now.
And fucking three more, so we got 26
wow.
up in the bitch.
And this is before you worked for them, right?
This was before I worked for Dr. Pepper. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
They
it's
say,
like it brought you.
Something happened, okay?
Wow, I drink a lot of Dr. Pepper now. What the fuck?
I'm still drinking Kool-Aid, okay?
I wonder
and
if they
H-E-B
got some kind
lemonade.
Of chip in there.
Yeah. Something happened.
I drink that cherry shit, maybe not.
No, I love the cherry. Cherry been popped.
Wow, dude, that's crazy. So you shot up Dr. Pepper and then you worked for Dr. Pepper. What was the time?
Like years, bro. Years?
Like a couple of years?
No, like a decade.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like
decade plus,
it's
maybe.
Like, oh, I'm gonna shoot up some.
I mean, Dr. fuck, I'm 32. When I was doing that shit, I was like,
I would find it weird if you shot up some.
22.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be a decade,
bro.
It'd be like weird if you like shot up some Dr. Pepper and then 2 weeks later you get a phone call. We're hiring. What the fuck?
I know, right? Yeah.
What the fuck does? Kids never shoot up anything, but let
thank
alone
being
fucking
for the Dark Lord,
Dr. Fucking Pepper.
Did it work?
Oh yeah, I tasted.
Oh, yeah.
I tasted Dr. Pepper and cocaine, fucking the Dilaudid hit and the heroin hit. And I was like, oh, doctor,
yeah.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of blow me, bitch.
Yeah,
like
that's insane.
Straight the fuck up, dog. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was fucking crazy. And so anyways, I've lived through all this shit. But my point is, what I really wanted to talk about was some out-of-body experiences that I've had.
Okay, let's hear about it.
And you
what were you on?
Well, this was opioid-induced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I used
so
to
so there's
get,
no meth or nothing, huh?
No, this is not. I mean, I've done meth, but no, this is not when meth was in my life. This was mostly opioid-induced and cocaine
yeah.
when I had it, but mostly opioids because that was my drug of choice is the goddamn opioids. And so that's why I don't fuck with them anymore.
Well, that's good you don't fuck with them anymore.
No.
So tell us about what you were saying.
And so anyways, like, okay, I would have out-of-body experiences, and the first time it happened, I got really terrified. I got scared because I felt a presence in the room, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And just, like, I guess subconsciously or superconsciously, I knew that if I wiggled my toes or moved my feet, I could get out of the situation.
Is that sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis, which turns into astral projection. Yeah. Or out-of-body experiences, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah, like,
you can get on in deep with this on Gaia. If you subscribe and pay for that.
But go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your stuff.
So anyways, like, I started having these experiences. And one time, I straight up could hear the fan buffeting.
Just what
going,
do you mean?
Like, going.
Like.
Real slow. While I was in sleep paralysis, I realized what was going on. I got up out of my body here.
Okay.
And I walked around my room. And the way that it feels when you're on, when you're in sleep paralysis, but you're like outside of your body.
Yeah.
You feel extremely dense. I mean, I'm talking like the weight of the world is within you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's I've never had sleep paralysis.
I've had multiple episodes of sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
And so I walked around my room and I was like, the fuck is going on? And then bam, I was back in my body.
Yeah.
In the same position I fell asleep in.
Huh.
Yeah.
And only on opioids.
And this was opioid induced.
I mean, you haven't done that with anything else? Let's say, I don't know, any other drug?
No, no, not really, because...
So if you did opioids, this particular thing...
This particular thing activates...
Would happen.
For whatever reason. Yeah. And there's another time that it happened when... I won't talk about that yet.
Okay.
But, so, you know... I was mainlining fucking opioids, mainlining fucking cocaine. And this was before I actually had, like, developed these bad
issues. You were mainlining cocaine, too?
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, dude.
Yeah, dude, I was shooting up cocaine, like, left and right. Yeah, damn. Left for Dead, too. Which was one of my favorite
Well, it's good that
games.
You're still here.
Yeah, of course, dude. Yeah. I put that shit away, like, done. I was done with it. Actually, I kicked everything on my roommate's futon last Thanksgiving. Yeah, all the opioids. I said.
So it's been what, a year now?
Almost a year. Yeah, I was on the futon and I was like, "Fuck it! If I'm either gonna live or I'm gonna die, but I am not getting another prescription of fucking Subutex because I will be on this forever."
Yeah.
And every time I got on opioids, I started craving cocaine.
Yeah.
That's what it was for me.
Yeah.
That's what it was for
me. Like, if you didn't do opioids, you're fine.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get on the opioids, because I know people that are like, when they get into like six beers deep, it's, let's party.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for me, it's like, I can't.
Like, damn, I wasn't even thinking that.
Bro, I can't. So I literally got off of opioids and cocaine with just ketamine, MDMA, mushrooms, of course, man.
The good way.
Yes. Manna from heaven.
Natural.
Weed. Like, I was doing anything and everything. And my roommate was watching me like an eagle. And I love him.
Yeah.
He's my best
sounds friend. Like he's been there through
the
stuff with you.
He's my mentor.
Yeah
well,
that's good. You got somebody there
aside,
you know,
from
for you.
Scotch, like, he's my other best friend. Like, he already knows, like, I love the people that are guiding me through this process of healing.
Yeah.
Because that's
it's definitely healing.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do, man. It's a hard thing to kick. I'm proud of you.
Keep
it up.
I stopped using needles. Let's see. Okay, I want to talk about this real quick.
Talk about it.
So the fourth time that I went to rehab, before I went to the right step, I was working at Brick House Tap and Tavern, and there was this guy named Josh who kept bringing fucking cocaine over to my house. I asked him not to multiple times. He was like, why can't you just do a line?
Well, that's not
chill?
A true friend.
No, exactly. He's clean now, actually.
Well, that's he can be potentially a friend now.
Yeah, exactly. He cleaned his life up. He's a family man.
But if you're trying to tell somebody you're trying to get your shit together,
yeah,
and they insert the shit that you're trying to get.
Dude, yeah. I had to cut this
those
motherfucker out of my
yeah, that's good.
Life,
good.
Bro. Yeah, we went to...
I mean, it's good he's clean now and whatnot, but...
Yeah, and I'm happy for him, but fuck him for the shit that he put me through. My mom hated him. Oh, yeah. My God. She looked at
Understandable.
Us one time, and she was like, get the fuck out of my house, Josh. Get the fuck out of my house. Because
she knew.
Yeah, she knew. Dude, I was shooting up cocaine to the point of going into psychosis. And there was this one time in particular, I mean, I was just screaming. I was like, fuck you, Satan. Fuck you, demons. Fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever,
fuck
whatever.
Everybody.
And then all of a sudden, there was this one night, and I had been up for days. I'd been up. And there was this one night, I was looking in my family's like dining room, and there was this head, and it started coming out.
Damn.
Yeah, of the ground. And I was like, what the fuck? And it noticed that I noticed it.
It noticed that you noticed?
Yeah. Straight the fuck up. And then it came all the way out.
Okay.
And it was this woman with this flowy dark
hair. And what were you
hair.
On?
I was on cocaine.
Damn.
And I was smoking blunts of Primo. Yeah, and I was snoring subby tags, fucking whatever the fuck I had my hands
yeah,
on.
Yeah, sounds like you were on something.
I was on planet Pluto.
Planet people coming out of the ground.
Yeah, straight the fuck up.
Walking shadows.
Dude, so this succubus came out of the ground, and she's in this black flowy dress. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And so I run into my room, shut
yeah,
my
it doesn't
room,
sound like
lock
something.
The door, fucking. And I hear this voice, and it's like, come outside. You just want to talk.
The fuck?
Come outside. And they keep naming my name.
Well, yeah, you're fucking and high, dude.
I know. No, this thing wanted to possess yeah. me for sure.
I'm sure, but...
And so I put my vintage family's dresser in front of the fucking door. This was on Christmas fucking Eve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of 2019.
Wow, this is right before the pandemic.
Yeah, and the night before, I drove this asshole home who...
Oh, that's right, because you spent rehab.
His name was Mac. He's dead now, actually. Yeah. God bless his soul.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., even though he was a fucking asshole, he was like, as long as we have our constitution together, they can never break us.
Wow.
He was talking about the cops, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oof.
Yeah, and I knew Mac from back in the day.
Ooh. Anyway.
Anyways, so this happened.
The succubus comes and...
Yeah, and...
She get you?
No, hell no. Hell no.
She show her titties and you're like, oh,
no,
shit.
I was not opening the door for that bitch. Hell no.
Too high for titties.
Nigga, be gone. Jesus Christ.
So how long does this last?
Bye.
How long does something like this last?
The psychosis?
Yeah.
Until you're not on coke anymore.
Well, I'm like, was it like 20 minutes or until your high was gone?
Yeah, until
this whole time you're just fucking, what a shitty high.
I mean, no, it was the best high, but it was,
doesn't sound like it.
It was terrifyingly.
It doesn't sound like I'd want to
be. Yeah, no.
That
like, to be honest, dude.
To see a shadow succubus and be.
Dude, one time I was doing it so much in the bathroom. Like, and I didn't want to leave the bathroom. I looked into the mirror, and there were angels and they were black.
Well, Jesus, is there any positive fucking
and there were demons
that you have?
There were demons and they were white. I was like, this is either really good or really bad.
Where I come from, we call these bad trips.
Yeah. This was terrible.
And I've only seen like very few of these.
This is why I don't do cocaine.
You should not. No. Yeah.
Okay, Jesus. I'll talk about this last
That's like
thing.
Schizophrenia shit, dude.
Oh, I know. And I'm not schizophrenic at all.
I'm not saying you are, but.
No, I'm not.
Maybe when you're on cocaine.
When I'm on cocaine, goddamn right. I mean, I'm seeing fucking.
Wow.
Bro, I've seen literally. Okay, holy fucking shit. So when I was working at Brick House Tap and Tavern, that's now closed at 183,
uh-huh.
and this is all out of just positivity, really, because I'm alive.
No, I get it. Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm alive.
Exactly. That's the whole point of this.
And I'm blessed, and I beat that fucking demon.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this. Is
I beat the demon.
Yeah.
I put it down.
It's been a year.
It's been almost a year.
And look at you, man.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm
breathing,
not doing dumb shit.
Not doing
shooting
dumb
up
shit.
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, like what the
fuck? Fucking Baja Blast?
Mountain
the fuck?
Dude.
I just got a Slurpee.
So, okay, before we take a bathroom break.
Okay.
What's our time? I don't know. What is our time?
Can you see it?
I can't see. It's 51:19.
All right, we're gonna wrap this
51:20.
We'll wrap it up in a minute.
Well, yeah.
If we want to come back, we'll come
back.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
Well, it'll give us an hour at least.
So, oh fuck, what was I about to say? This last one. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
give us
a good one before we get out of here.
Okay, I was doing cocaine with this guy named Marquise Hershowitz.
We don't have to say his last
name. I'm gonna say his last name. This man was actually a black Jew.
Hmm.
And I'm not talking about the black Israelites or whatever the fuck.
No, I know what you're talking about. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. And like
Lenny Kravitz.
Right. And I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But this man was actually like.
A blue.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's a beautiful way to put it. Because I'm a blue Jay too.
You're a black Jew?
I got 2% black in me for real.
Oh, here we go, Nancy Pelosi. Calm down.
And that's not my dilated pupils either, okay?
Anyway, you're not black, but go ahead.
So this was the time that I was like, I really thought I was going to hell here.
You still think you're not?
No. I don't know where
I'm just fucking
I'm going wherever God wants me to.
Okay, so you're a firm believer in God?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, in consciousness.
Yeah.
In human consciousness, yeah. Which God became man. Man does not become God.
Have you always believed in God? Or is it hear me out. Is this a rehab thing where like
no, so I've
or is
had
that, or is that
I've
alcohol?
Had my I've had my question.
Could be alcohol, I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not an alcoholic actually. I can drink.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to see it. I'm trying to figure out am I getting confused with AA? I think that's religious.
AA is somewhat religious, even though they don't claim to be religious. Those motherfuckers are, okay?
Well, if you look, isn't their whole thing...
To be honest, let me talk about this real quick. So my first sponsor, his name is... I'll just say...
And this is for what? Opioids or
no,
cocaine?
No, this was for when I was doing heroin. My
heroin,
first sponsor,
sorry,
when I was going
heroin.
To Bay Area Recovery Center. You look it up.
Yeah.
It's in
go there. You trying to tell me something?
It's in Dickinson, Texas.
Yeah, we don't need to know the address, but go ahead.
I'm not gonna give you the address.
Well, I'm just saying we don't need that's details we don't need to know.
So anyways,
we want to know the meat of
the
story.
So I was like, you know, trying to do the deal or whatever. Griffin was my first sponsor. Anyways, I get out, I'm like, man, fuck that shit. That shit ain't working for me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anyways, Griffin calls me one day.
And a sponsor is somebody what you can just rely on while you're getting dry.
A sponsor is somebody that's supposed to take you through the steps.
Yeah, while you're getting dry.
Yeah, while you're getting dry.
Help you out like a spotter.
Yeah, and I love Griffin Balmer. I'm going to say his last name.
That's fine.
He's okay
with it.
No, he is okay with it. I love you. Know that I will always love you. And I love your dad too, Dave Balmer. They came from California.
Mm-hmm.
To Texas, because their life was so fucked up, and they just wanted a fucking relationship.
Well, that's fine.
And
here they are.
And here they are, and they're clean, and they're happy, and I'm happy.
How great is that? That's the best. That's the best story.
Dude.
End of the story.
Yeah, and Griffin's got a beautiful wife, and they've got kids.
See it all.
It worked out.
All these nasty stories that you shared with us today.
It's beautiful. Like,
and in a way. The ending's beautiful.
The ending is beautiful. But you
what happened to you, the trauma?
You have to go through hell before you get to heaven.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, they say
Dante's Inferno.
You have to be heaven to get into heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Which that's what my presence is.
Thank you, Jim Carrey.
I'm trying to just be heaven, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, you're doing a good job, man. If it's a year, if you were just doing a couple months, I wouldn't be congratulating you
as almost,
much. Yeah,
it's almost been a year. It's almost been.
But that's a big feat, man.
Yeah, and I did that on my roommate's futon without fucking going to
somebody
rehab.
Interventions or none of that.
Yeah, dude.
That's the best part when you do it on yourself.
Yeah, that's the best part. So, man, this was like when I was first discovering that I was going into deep psychosis. And I remember that I had this GMC Acadia at the time that my
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, this was one of the cars. I've been through like 8 cars now. This was one of the cars. And they say a cat has 9 lives. I've got fucking eternal life because I'm a fucking dragon, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm fly as fuck, nigga.
Dragging these nuts across your
and
face.
And I'll drag my... I will congratulate you and myself to that one.
How about we don't congratulate nobody on dragging balls across the face? But go ahead. You're a dragon.
I'm a DBZ boy, dog. So
in a nutshell.
So in a nutshell, I was pulling this GMC Acadia up to the gate of where my family lives. And it does something that I did not command it to.
Moved on its own?
Yes.
Okay.
It put itself in neutral.
And what were you on this time?
Cocaine.
I was hoping for one story.
Cocaine.
I was hoping for one story. You were like,
and opioids.
Nothing. It was sober this day.
No, this was not a sober day.
Because it's so hard to believe.
Yeah. Listen.
Once I ask you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there was one story you can give me where this type of thing happened.
I mean, fuck.
Sober.
Like
your car just moved sober. I was sober.
No.
Motherfucker just moved.
No. I was high on coke, and I swear
okay,
to God.
Okay, so cocaine is another.
Swear. Yeah. Opioids and cocaine. Those are the two vices.
They bring out the
they
demons,
bring out
the actual demons.
They bring out my alter ego, which is fuck.
Well,
off.
Fuck that. Fuck all that. Yeah. What you're seeing these things, and these things are
well,
happening.
Well, listen. Like this was before I went into like this was before I really. Started seeing shit like that. Like, there was one time.
So this is like the first time?
Well, no, this was not the very
first. The
whole
fucking car moves?
The car goes in neutral.
Nobody's in there?
I'm in there. Jesus I'm like, Christ. What the fuck is going on? It backs up into this ditch, this rock ditch, wherever the fuck. And I'm like, who the fuck puts a rock ditch in a goddamn
gated area? So let me break down what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
This is what happened, because I'm pretty sure we've all done this if you got high enough. You put it in reverse and backed up. No. I know. You don't think you did.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I did not do this.
If you would sit here and tell me.
I put my hand on the Bible, and I am telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
That would not give me any...
I don't.
That would not change my...
That's okay. You don't have to change your opinion on this. I am telling you from my experience.
I know. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm saying... I know, but every time you tell a fucking story like this... What are you on?
Coke. Cocaine. Coca-Cola train. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
If there was... If you could tell me of like...
Listen,
if you were like, hey, I was just sitting in a... If I was at a stoplight.
Hey, you can talk to my mama.
Okay. I don't need to. I'm talking to you. You're telling me you were high on coke.
Yes, but my mother will back me the fuck up on these stories. I promise you that.
I'm not calling you a liar.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not saying you're lying.
But you're saying that you think I did something that I misinterpreted
at the time. Take that out of it.
Anyway.
Take that out of it.
This is what actually happened.
I understand what happened.
Yes. The car goes in neutral. I said, what the fuck is going on? I opened the door. There's a fucking wolf or a lion in the door, and it goes, Rawr! And I'm just like, what the fuck? I step outside the car, and I'm like, I see this bubble around me, and then all of a sudden it just pops and it dissipates. And I'm seeing all these little...
Like, and this is in your car?
No, this is when
you got out of the
car. I'm outside of the car.
Oh my god,
dude!
You gotta stay off drugs,
dude. I gotta stay off cocaine and opioids. Yeah, okay,
apparently,
marijuana is great. Okay, yeah, benzos I can handle.
I've never hallucinated like that or not on those drugs.
Dog, when you mainline it, like I was
mainlining it.
I mean, dude, yeah. I was beating Charlie Sheen. Okay, and I don't have HIV. Thank God.
But you know.
No, I know of.
No, maybe not.
No, I know of. I get tested.
I might have given it to you.
No, you don't. No, come on.
Through mental telepathy.
No, my mind is stronger, believe me.
Okay, so thank God you don't have these visions anymore, right?
Yes, exactly. So, anyways.
I guess that's my question.
I saw what the fuck was going on. I just straight up jumped to the gate, and I started running. I called my manager, Marquise. I'm like, dog, this is happening. What's going on? He said, you know how they say that they chase the dragon? He said, you are riding that motherfucker right now.
Yeah.
You better run, nigga, run.
Yeah.
Forrest, run.
Right.
Yeah. So
why are you running?
And so I hung the phone up.
I wouldn't run from my car.
No, I ran from my car.
To the car.
No, fuck the car. I was going home,
that.
Dude.
No,
yes,
no,
I was going home. I said, fuck the goddamn car.
How far away was it from your house?
It was like a fucking half a mile,
oh, okay,
maybe.
That's not bad.
Like 0.3.
Okay, I'm thinking you're like...
No.
It's a motherfucking city.
No.
In the middle of nowhere.
No. This was just around the...
I gotta run home real quick. I saw a wolf. I gotta go.
I'm actually the werewolf.
Well, thank God you don't do drugs anymore.
Anyways, thank God I don't do opiates or
cocaine. Yeah, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I only do drugs I'm prescribed.
Well, if you just snorted cocaine, I don't think, would that happen?
I mean...
Or is it just mainlining it?
No, talk to Dr. Scoochie on that one.
Talk to Dr. Scoochie. Yeah, he did mention that before. Yeah. Like, never give him this or that.
Yes, yeah. Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, that's understandable. Here you are.
Flick your bean for
no
the Dark
more,
Lord.
No more visits from the Dark Lord.
Yeah, straight the fuck up.
But you're here today.
So I ran.
Oh, we're still on the story?
Yes, look, I ran. Every inanimate object like started turning into a fucking demon, and it was chasing me, and it was trying to eat me. And I was looking around at the fucking neighborhood. All the houses looked at the goddamn same. I was like, how do I find my parents' house? How do I find it?
Are you going to your parents' house?
Yes, I found my parents' house. I jumped through.
Do your parents know you're mainlining cocaine?
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. Like,
they knew everything. They knew. I tell my mama all the shit, though. I never lie to my mom. I never lie to my mom. Because I've lied to my mom before, and it does not work.
Yeah.
So I just tell her the truth, and she doesn't like it sometimes. And I'm just saying, hey, if you don't like it, that's your problem. I'm just going to tell you the truth because I'm an honest son.
Well, I mean, now you're...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
whatever old, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, I was 20, what, 29.
Oh, okay.
I was like 28, 29. Yeah.
Right. A couple years ago.
Yeah, this was in 2019.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, no, I was like 27, 28, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, my point is, when I found my parents' house, and these things are chasing me, and one of them flew into the back of my head as I'm running.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
This was, no, it's okay. I was almost possessed. I could feel myself, it got inside my head. And I could feel myself becoming this chaotic monster who just wanted to create chaos. And I said, get the fuck out of my body. And it left my body. It left my body.
Were you still high?
Fuck yeah, I was still high, dog. What the fuck? This was, I was so
well, I'm just trying to figure out this whole, every it, time I get high, the demon show.
It's only on cocaine.
The fuck is this ghost?
It's only on Patrick Swayze. Yeah. I'm ceramic fucking.
You know those shadow people came on? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah. Dude. I've seen some shadow motherfuckers.
That's now. What apparently. That's what I'm saying.
And then they turn into not shadow people. Yeah. They turn into real demons.
So none of that's happening now, right?
No, fuck no. Yeah. Praise Jesus.
Like you've tried other drugs and it never happened?
It's when...
Like you maybe did some ecstasy, some acid or something?
I mean...
No demons popped up?
No, it's only on when I'm on cocaine or opioids.
That is so weird.
Cocaine and
opioids. But you were straight or mainlining.
I was mainlining it, snorting it, fucking...
So just not for you.
I would put fucking cocaine in water and drink the water.
It's like the opposite of when people are like, I love it. This makes me feel so good.
No, it made me feel like I was dying.
Well, yeah, we've for an hour now, we've learned.
Yes,
we've learned.
And that I was going to get
the downsides of opioids and cocaine.
I jumped. I finally.
We're still on this fucking story?
Yes, so this is my finishing story before we take it.
You ran. There was some demons. So let me wrap it up. Not wrap it up, but let me catch them up. I mean.
Yes, so we're still on this story of the time that I almost got possessed.
Almost. He left.
Yeah, he left. Yeah. I found my parents' house. And I literally jumped from the street as far as I could into their front yard. And immediately, I felt like
I wish somebody was videotaping.
I passed through this safety net. I felt blessed. I knew I was blessed.
What was the safety net?
The safety net was the presence of
like your porch?
God.
Oh.
Yes.
So it was just open air?
It was.
There was no like threshold, like a door you walked through, or
no,
a room
it was,
you went in.
It was the familiarity of knowing
where you were.
My faith is that my faith is with my family, and I was losing my fucking mind because I was faithless at the time.
Yeah,
I was faithless.
Understandable.
Yeah, I was just fucking like fuck life because life has fucked me so many goddamn times I can't even count.
Yeah. And here you are.
And here I am. I'm alive.
Alive and kicking.
Alive
well,
and kicking.
We all appreciate that you're here.
Thank you. Me too.
I mean, I hope so. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, me sure.
I'm counting.
Look at me living. Look at me not doing drugs.
If I can't kill me, no one can kill me, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And,
well... Well, kids out there, you've heard these stories now, and these are the reasons you shouldn't do drugs.
Yes, don't inject cocaine.
Yeah, don't with Dr. Pepper.
Don't, yeah. Don't use heroin either.
Yeah, none of that.
And if you
how about no needles?
No, fucking intravenous drugs. And listen, if you actually have issues, stop.
Especially mental issues.
Yeah, just go.
Drugs aren't the way.
Go to a trusted doctor. Yeah. Don't go to some fucking quack.
Try therapy
like
or something.
I've been to. I've been to many quacks, and I've out quacked them all. They're all ducks that I've fucking hunted. Played duck hunt. Okay,
yeah.
And I've quacked them all. All right, quacked them out of their geezers. You know what I'm saying?
Is that therapy you're talking about?
No, I'm just talking about fucking. I'm talking about using doctors for my fuck yous. You know what I mean?
Well, they had to be some kind of a tool at some point in your life for you.
They did, and I used them, and they helped me, and then I abused them, and then they tried.
There's that part.
Yes, and then they tried to help me.
It's like your story's like, what were you on?
Yeah, exactly. I could go on for hours.
Well, we'll bring you.
you back.
Yeah.
We'll have the AG Chronicles once in a while. We don't want to shoot our load here. And
no, of course not. So I've had many out-of-body experiences. I've seen UFOs. I'm not fucking lying. Like.
No, I wasn't saying you were lying.
No, a sober, I've seen UFOs. Sober. And I've been with my mom, and I've seen shit fall out of the sky before. She can back me up on that, too.
Well, my dog's sick.
And
so we gotta wrap this up.
And I've
Coco's not feeling
I've
good.
Seen many things that you cannot you can't explain.
Yeah.
And that most people would be like, how the fuck are you still alive? And I'm here.
Okay. We gotta go. My dog's sick.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. We're gonna wrap it up. I love everybody. Peace and love for real. When it comes down to it, like, living is the lesson, and that's a song from Mahali.
Hell yeah.
And I love that song.
Well, we appreciate you having on, AG.
Thank you.
It's a good episode. Thanks for sharing us your dark, dark, dark stories.
Hey, it's about to be some beautiful magic, and, especially when my cousin gets out of prison, dog.
Oh, okay. All right. And everybody else, you know, Tokes and Jokes at the Green Room.
Yeah. I wish I could go. I just don't have a fucking time right now.
I'm just, this is the thing I do with the podcast.
I know.
Tokes and Jokes, The Green Room, Mr. Nice Guys. Every Wednesdays, there's games, movies.
I love them.
13201 Palm Springs Road. Go check out Sarah the Witch's The Frequency Podcast.
Hey, Blake, I love you.
Blake.
Keith, I love you. Y'all are dope.
Any more shout outs before we go?
Yeah. Ty, I like you.
Ty?
I like Ty a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more?
Of course, Courtney. Yeah, okay. Courtney's fucking dope.
Shout outs to the Green Room.
Shout outs to the Green Room, dog. Hey, Oreo, I like you too. Yeah. You might not know it, but dude.
Oreo, yeah.
I don't need no dude wipes, dog. All right. I love you.
Okay, we're going to end on that note. Stay high, stay fly. Peace and love and the holy smoke above. We're out, bitches.
We're out.
Going home. Send the ambulance, cause we're on drone. Circle the drain. All these drugs are messing with my brain. Take another sip, cause we're gonna get lit tonight. Till we see the morning light. This is our party and we got the right to fight. Cause ain't no one going home tonight.